Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening. Friend of mine that some of you have already met, but for those of you who haven't, I'm excited for you guys to meet, and that's Pastor TL. So TL, why don't you come join me up here? I'll even give you your own microphone. And I wanted to match you today. So Pastor TL, have a seat, brother. TL has been a special part of the Impact story for a long time now, maybe, I don't know, 6-7 years. And Pastor TL is from South Asia. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more of his story and who he is. But when we started Impact Nova, we met Pastor TL and were invited to come serve with him, and we have sent many teams, even not just from Impact, but from other churches, to come and to serve a people that have no access to the gospel. In fact, some of my favorite stories that I share in my sermons are from my time serving with Pastor TL, and some stories that I've just heard him share that I now take credit for as I share with you. No, I'm just kidding. Pastor TL, thank you for being here. I know God uses you very much, but could you tell us just a little bit about your ministry, what you do, where you're from, and kind of what, how God uses you?
Well, shalom to all of you, and good morning, and bring greetings from Southeast Asia, and thank you for Pastor for a great introduction. He came to us in 2018, and he preached and he impacted us, and that's so we're blessed. And also here Pastor Bob is here, and Fitz is there. They have been coming to us, and so we have a great relationship with the Impact Church. And I always appreciate Impact, because it's not the matter of the size of the church, but the heart for Jesus. That's important.
Amen.
And so I am the a missionary church planter, and we have the various ministry, and I have one wife and two sons, and so I'm blessed with that. And right now the Lord has given us, we start with a small beginning, but now today we have the 704 churches are planted.
Wow.
And we have the evangelists and missionaries. We are now 302 are working together.
Wow, let's praise the Lord for that. That's amazing. Pastor TL, one thing I want to ask you about is also your heart for orphans.
Yes.
Because we have people in our church who are adopting children and doing foster care for children. Could you tell us a little bit about what you guys do as well in the orphanages?
Yeah, when he talks about orphanages, like we have to remember that we were nowhere, no one, but God adopted us. Mm-hmm. And if we read the book of Ephesians, that we are adopted by Jesus. Amen. And that we be called the dear children of God.
Amen.
So this is one of the impacts. And also, like, I grew up in the orphanage. Then being grew up in orphanage without having parents is one of the great challenging, and also which encouraged me in my life. I mean, I do have educations and schoolings, and I have the food and meal, but there's a missing piece in my life, is that parental love and care. So that's why so I said the gap in which is the missing piece in my life, I want to fill up that one. So we have taken the orphans who don't have father, mother. Sometimes we get the children, people throw away, and we get in a trash bin. Trust can, and then we collect it. And sometimes that we get 6-day-old baby, and the 3 hours old baby, So then we get, and now we have the 92 orphans we take care of. But we don't have orphanage, but we have a home for the orphans. So I become a father to more than 170 orphan children. But today we have the 92 orphan kids, but they all are our kids and our children. Then with my wife Ruth, we've been taking care, and we have some teams who are working with us. Now our orphans who are grown up are also taking care of another 63 orphans in the Northeast.
Wow.
So that's what we are doing now.
Wow, this is amazing. Can we give the Lord some praise for that as well? I thought three children was a lot. Yeah. My three kids keep me very busy. But did you hear what Pastor TL said? He said, we don't have orphanages. We have homes. He said, and so we see in this country, we program everything. And so we just give that to the government. We say, create social services and fix that. Use my tax dollars and go fix that. But in most places around the world, those programs don't exist. So unless Christians do it, unless churches, the people of God, do it, and they don't need to build big buildings and hotels. They have whatever modest, humble homes they have. So I just wanted you to hear that. Pastor TL, one of the things that I loved is I remember the first time I met you, we started talking about church planting.
Yes.
And I was amazed because I was planting a church, and he was on his, 540th church there in Asia. But from talking to him, it was like talking to someone I had known my whole life, because we shared such a common spirit. And we were in total, we could not be further away geographically in the world. Yet God was doing the exact same thing in my heart as in TL's heart. And now we get to work together. So TL, as a church plant, we just celebrated 3 years old. How would you encourage us or even challenge us as a church?
Yeah, so church planting is not the duty of the pastor. It's not the duty of the elders. Church planting is the duty of every believers. Each one of us are in charge and responsible, because when I want to encourage all the church members, and if you go out and during this Christmas time, you bring one person in, then now we are 50, it will be 100. Mm-hmm. That's what multiplications, and so we don't follow the 22nd century or 18th century model of church planting. We have to follow always that first century is model of church planting. Yeah. And they said, those who accept that, believe in the word of God, were baptized, and they go out and bring peoples and break the bread in every home. So that's what I want to encourage, that this nation, you need more things to do, because that a lot of peoples never heard about Jesus, even though you are access to radios and FMs and everything. So the harvest is still plenty, and I think it's not a superhero will do it, but it's a teamwork.
Amen. Amen. Well, I hope you're already encouraged hearing from TL. I could sit here and listen to you, brother, all day, because you encourage my heart.
Thank you.
We want to be an encouragement to you. So how can we, as a church, how can we pray for you and Ruth and your family? How can we pray for the work that you're doing? And do you have any other needs? Do I need to pack someone up in your suitcase before you leave? Or is there anything else we can do to help you?
Yeah, please pray for us. That's prayer is one of the things I always ask to people, because prayer comes with actions. And that we call that the love is sharing and love is caring. So the pray for us and our orphan kids, are especially now that we have gone through with the persecution in Northeast India. So since last May, we have lost 375 churches are being burned by the Hindus, and we have the 280s people lost. We lost, and the infants and the women are killed, and they were raped because they were just only Christians. And we have gone through with very tough times. So we need the church to pray in whatever way you can. And that's what the, when I go back, I will say, oh, the church in Impacts are praying for us. And that is one of the things I would like to say. And also, if Pastor Gabe permit me, allow me, like I have the 3 minutes video so you can see that everything's about that briefly, our ministry that they're also able to request.
Yeah, if you guys want to show that.
And the ministry is that about reaching unreached people. Where there is no church, where there is no missionaries, that's what we are doing. And when we evangelize to the unreached people, they all come to the Lord Jesus Christ and we baptize them. Daily, people are accepting Jesus Christ in this remote place. And the road systems are not there. We have to walk in the forest and among the bushes. And the people are very poor, but they love the Lord Jesus Christ. And the missionaries are walking miles and miles that without vehicles. No road that we follow, the river, steam water. The orphanage is all about that when children lost their parents, then we believe that the most vulnerable children care is that God's will. And the Bible say that love these orphans and train them. That's what we train them to know God, give them education, bring them into Christ's Christian value. And these children, not only we fed them, they have eternal life in Jesus Christ. And this is what the ministry of that orphanage we have in Bangalore. And L International School is that the place to avoid the Hindu teaching in the school. We run our L International School. We hire teachers who would teach that Christian value and education. This is what we have. The Bible College is the place where we are preparing young leaders for missionaries and pastors, and so that we can send them out into the most remote place. We taught theology, Greek, Hebrew, and biblical doctrine, and dedicated teachers, and the students are today in the field. Hundreds of people are serving, and we also have a beautiful library where the reference we can have it. And this is what TL Haukip Ministry in Southeast Asia. We are also thankful for the prayer and the support. Because of your financial support, we are able to reach out to many unreached people. And also, we are able to feed and support the orphans and orphan care. And thank you so much. Please continue to pray and support so that we can reach out many more peoples. And today, we need your stand and your prayers. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Thanks, Theo. So a couple of things before we pray. Just want to remind you. So our brother has asked us to pray for his people. Right now, there is a part of his country where people who are followers of Jesus are being targeted and persecuted and killed by the hundreds because they are followers of Jesus. These are people who Pastor TL has loved and led to Christ, many of them, and so we want to pray for the people, our brothers and sisters around the world who are facing this persecution. And I hope that today, from getting a chance to see TL, that they won't just become another news story. And you can read about this on the news, by the way. But instead, it will become a person, a real person, a real follower of Jesus, who goes in danger every day to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we have a commitment to pray. So TL, we are going to pray for you. We are going to pray for our brothers and sisters who are there. And real quick, in the video, they also mentioned we could financially support them. And so I want to encourage you, there's a website right there, redeemedandreclaimed.org, and I want to encourage you to get on that website. We'll also send it out in our midweek email. And I want to encourage you to go on there and just give a heart offering. Give an offering to help support the places of taking care of orphans and raising up new people and planting 700 plus churches. And consider how we can bless them. We know where that money goes, not going to some big organization. 100% of it is all going to help this ministry you've heard about today. So, Pastor, can I pray for you?
Yeah, thank you so much. And where Pastor Brendan came and preached that the whole village is no more existent because it's now it's burned by the Hindus, and then we don't have any more place to the place where his foot stood is no more now today. And the church is burned, and the people are no more there. So yeah, pray that our peoples are with the need of the prayers and protection. But we don't need to pray that we'll not face persecution, but we ask you to pray for us that we can endure the persecution. Thank you so much.
Stay right here. Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.